Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the opening game of the high school basketball season. We're so glad to have you along here as it's Unitego and Delhi. And there have been some games so far, but this is the first game that we're doing on the radio this year. And we're coming to you live tonight from Unitego High School. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. There's been some changes in MAC girls basketball, and of course, this is a huge game. No matter what time of year it is, Delhi and Unitego is an excellent matchup. So when we come back, we'll talk about that, the Bulldogs and the Spartans here tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Back to the action with Nate Lull on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here tonight as it's the Unitego girls taking on Delhi. And as I said before, this is always a huge game. But this year, the MAC has changed a little bit for the girls. They have gone back to the two divisions that it was years ago. Now, most leagues and most schools around have kind of gone to the no divisions anymore. It's just the, you know, straight-up rankings, pretty much. Straight-up standings, I should say. That's how the MAC boys will continue to do it. Same with the Delaware League, same with the Tri-Valley League. But much like MAC girls soccer, MAC girls basketball has gone back to the two divisions. So here they are. Division 1 is Delhi, Unitego, Walton, Bainbridge, Guilford, Deposit, Hancock, and Sydney. Division 2 is Green, Harpersville, Oxford, Afton, and UV. So if you're looking at this game here today, you're thinking, oh, it's December 1st. We have a lot of time, a full season ahead. But this game is really going to mean a lot here tonight because now Delhi and Unitego are on the same side of the division. So whoever wins this game tonight is going to have a huge leg up at this early part of the season and maybe having that tiebreaker head-to-head down the road. Now, a lot can happen. You know, there's a lot of games. Teams can lose, obviously, along the way. But if there's a scenario which we run into time after time, especially this is the very same scenario that we run into in soccer, you could get to the end of the year and this game could be the difference between getting to the MAC championship or not getting to the MAC championship. So that is a huge deal here tonight for this opening game of the season. I mean, it could really come down to you might have home court advantage in the playoffs or you might not. So it is December 1st. It is our first game of the year on the radio, but it certainly goes a long way in the standings down the road. And again, these are two teams that have to be considered early season favorites in the MAC because both teams have a lot of talent coming back. I mean, you look at this Unitego roster. Yes, they lose the Perry sisters, Megan and Morgan, from a year ago. That's a big loss, but you have so many good players coming back on this team. Bailey McCoy, just a sophomore. Kylie Musaw, just a junior. Maddie Wilsey, a junior. Tatum Coddington, a senior. Lex Lucia, a senior. So you have a lot of these players back that have contributed mightily over the last couple of years. Now you have the big freshman, Lizzie Kraft, coming up. She has excellent ball handling skills. So Unitigo certainly brings a lot to the table. Delhi on the other side, of course, you have Sylvia Little. She's in the early season conversation for MAC Most Valuable Player. She's one of the most dynamic players in the area. So led by Sylvie, it's D.A. bringing a lot back, too. Libby Lamport is senior. Abby Leahy is senior. These are all players that have significant experience at the varsity level. Amanda Nealis, Cadence Wakin, both seniors. Alyssa Gioppi is a nice junior addition here. So both these teams, well-coached. Todd Bruce for Delhi, of course, Bob Z for Unitigo, and a lot of talent coming back here. So as they finish warm-ups, I'm feeling pretty excited here. This is going to be a fun matchup here tonight. Of course, this is our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has been a longtime sponsor of our tip-off show, and they have those two lots on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And, of course, over across from the Price Chopper Plaza, that is their second location. Every vehicle is just immaculate at Butler Auto Sales. That's what they do. They pride themselves on that. And, of course, they will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales. So we're going to take a break. It's Unitigo and Delhi here tonight. A huge opening girls matchup, and we'll be back here on Saturday, as well as the Unitigo boys are going to kick off their season with a Saturday afternoon game at 2:30. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back. Delhi and Unitigo tonight on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is excited to announce our expansion. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We are now expanding commercial and residential trash pickup and roll-off services into the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. Waste Recovery offers affordable weekly residential and commercial trash pickup. We have all-size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable weekly trash pickup, call 563-2616. That's 563-2616. Or visit our website at wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. We do record these games. It's a free download. You can go back anytime in our game audio archive and listen to these games. All the football games we did this fall, they're all right there as well. So make sure you check those out at WCDOsports.com. Starting lineups first for Todd Bruce and his Delaware Academy Bulldogs. We have junior number 00, Julia Baxter. Senior number 2, Libby Lamport. Senior number 3, Sylvia Little. Senior number 4, Amanda Nealis. And junior number 15, Alyssa Giaffi. On the other side for Unitigo and head coach Bob Z. Sophomore number 4, Bailey McCoy. Senior number 5, Alexa Lucia. Junior number 11, Kylie Musaw. Junior number 15, Maddie Wilsey. And senior number 23, Tatum Coddington. So it'll be Coddington and Baxter doing the tip-off duties, and we're underway. And we're going to have a traveling violation. Sylvia Little actually caught that ball and then was kind of juggling it and shuffled her feet. So ball will go to Unitigo. It's in the home whites here tonight with the green trim. It says Unitigo across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the road. Maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim. It says Delaware Academy across the front of the uniform there. And so it looks like it's going to be some early man-to-man pressure here from the Bulldogs as Alexa Lucia will bring it across the midcourt timeline for Unitigo. Looks to dip one off here for Maddie Wilsey. Goes to the backdoor pass for Kylie Musaw. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Delhi. We'll have a jump ball underneath. Possession's going to stay with the Spartans with 7:45 to go here in this first quarter. We are scoreless as we are underway in the high school basketball season here on December 1st. Pretty exciting to get the season underway. We're going to bring you as many games as we can here this basketball season. Alexa Lucia setting up shop here on offense for the Spartans. To the left side of the floor, Lucia to the top of the key now. Little dribble drive, try to give and go, and it was tipped away by this Delhi defense. I know they pride themselves on that defensive pressure. Here's Little. And a backdoor pass looking for Baxter. Rolls out of bounds, going to go back to Unitigo. So both teams a little shaky on the opening possession as they kind of shake some of those cobwebs off. Both teams have had a couple of scrimmages, but really hard to know how your season's going to go until you're really into the flow of the games. So here is McCoy to midcourt. Threw that one away, and Delhi will pick it off. Delhi going left to right. They go for a long two. Left wing side for Libby Lamport is off the mark, and a rebound for Alexa Lucia. Lucia quickly in transition. Bounce pass for Musaw. Step up jumper is good. The iron is kind there for Kylie Musaw. Gets it to go, and it's a 2-0 lead. Here's Sylvia Little trying to go coast-to-coast. Won't get it to go. Rebound was too strong. Rebound goes up for Julia Baxter, and she is fouled. With 6:50 to go in the first quarter, a 2-0 lead for Unitigo over Delhi here tonight on WCDO. Live from Unitigo Central here tonight, a nice crowd on hand. As the first shot here tonight is up and good for Julia Baxter. The 5'10" junior at the line, again wearing number 00 for the DA Bulldogs. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Baxter's second shot is good. So this is a 2-2 ball game. Traditionally, when these two teams play, it's low scoring, usually somewhere in the 30s or 40s. Let's see what happens here tonight. Musaw with the jumper left side off the pass from McCoy is no good. Rebound for Sylvia Little. 6:40 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 2 apiece. Delhi with the basketball. Bounce pass down low. Turnaround shot here for Baxter is up and good. And Julia Baxter with the kiss off the glass there makes it 4-2. Unitigo breaks the pressure. They go to McCoy on the right side. Now for Coddington. They'll work it around the top of the defense here. Still man-to-man for Delhi with 6:15 to go in this first quarter. And a 4-2 lead for Delhi over Unitigo. Ball on the right side of the floor now for Bailey McCoy, and she is fouled there by Libby Lamport. And so this Delhi team, not afraid to get after you, not afraid to, you know, get right up in your grill a little bit and try to play you tough on defense. Unitigo looks to get the ball in, and they will, to Lex Lucia, who, boy, it feels like she's been on varsity forever, came up during her freshman year. Throws this one away, though, and a steal by Sylvia Little. Little. Try to go coast to coast, takes it into the lane and is fouled. Cannot get the shot to go, but she will head to the line here with 5:55 to go in the first quarter and a 4-2 lead here for the Delhi Bulldogs over the Unitigo Spartans. And Sylvia Little will go to the line here. She's had two good looks at the bucket so far, but they haven't gone down. So Sylvia at the line, first shot is good. It'll be very interesting to see because Sylvia is a player that loves to get the rebound, dish it off, get those assists, things like that. But I think with her role on this team this year, she's going to have to look to score a little bit more. So we'll see if she looks to take more of an assertive role here for the Bulldogs. Second shot for Sylv is up and good. She goes 2-for-2. That's her opening 2 points of the season. And Delhi's off to a 6-2 lead with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Boy, this initial impression, this Delhi team is long. They got a lot of length and it's making it tough on defense here for the Unit Eagle Spartans. Lucia passes down low for McCoy. Pull-up jumper left side is off the back of the rim. Maddie Wilsey flies in for a rebound for Unit Eagle. Gets it back to Musa, left side. Musa into the paint. Tried to feed one down low for Maddie Wilsey. Jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give this one back to Delhi with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading Unit Eagle by a score of 6-2. Looks like Unit Eagle is going to come with a little pressure now with a 1-2-2 press. See how the Bulldogs are able to handle this one. Passing one ahead now for Amanda Nealis. Nealis goes far side for Libby Lamport. Dials up a three off the side of the rim. Rebound is picked up by Maddie Wilsey and back across midcourt, and that's Spartans logo. Unit Eagle going right to left. Here's Musa with a floater. Won't go. Gets their own rebound. Unit Eagle doing a good job on the boards, hustling. Here is Coddington. Dishes out for Lucia. Thought about pulling the trigger on the three there, but didn't do it. Comes off a screen. Floater. The bank off the glass is too strong, and we will have another jump ball on that rebound. Both teams fighting hard on the glass so far. 4:55 to go in the first. It is a 6-2 lead for Delhi over Unit Eagle. As Lucia's on the baseline looking to get it in, she has to chuck one up for Coddington at the top of the key. Coddington to the right side. Will now go to Musa. Right elbow. Jumper is good for Kylie Musa. And she has all four Unit Eagle points, and it's 6-4 with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Delhi breaks the pressure again, going left to right. Nealis on the right side of the floor. Floats one back across for Lamport. Pump fakes down low for Gioffi. She's hammered from behind there by Coddington. Shot won't go, but she's going to the line. Delhi doing a good job of getting that ball to the interior and getting some good looks on the low block. As this will be the junior, Alyssa Gioffi, at the line for the Bulldogs. And first shot for Gioffi is short. With 4.5 to go in the first quarter, two-point game, close as we expected so far. Always is between these two teams. And the second shot is coming here for Gioffi at the line for DA. And her second shot is good. Rattled it home. Hit the rim about three times there and then flushed down. So it's Delhi 7 at Unit Eagle 4. Here is McCoy. Dishes one down low, but it's too tall there for Musa. Over her outstretched hands and out of bounds. So 4:20 to go in this first quarter, and Delhi leading 7-4. Both teams showing some pressure here, but both teams handling it pretty well so far in the early going. Well coached. Coach Z and Coach Bruce always doing a great job with these programs. Here's Sylvia Little to the left side. Now back up to the top of the key for Amanda Nealis. Nealis slices through two defenders, finds Sylvia on the far side for three, and she got it. Sylvia Little now with 5 points. And that gives Delhi a 10-4 lead with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Musa, top of the key for Unit Eagle as they look to set it up. Again, Unit Eagle's in the white uniforms, the green trim tonight. Delhi is in the maroon with the black and white trim. And they'll find Musa down low on the cut, up off the glass, and good for Kylie Musa. And a nice dish there. I believe it was from either McCoy or Coddington there. Didn't quite see it, but it was a good dish, finding Musa wide open. 10-6 now the score, as the Bulldogs lead the Spartans. Here's Little on the left side of the floor. Pump fakes. Unit Eagle paying extra attention to where she is, and it's going to be a turnover on Delhi for an up-and-down call. Natalie Vrendenberg checking in for the Bulldogs, and Libby Lamport will head to the bench for a breather with 3:25 to go in this first frame. Quick moving so far, as it is Delhi 10 and Unit Eagle 6. Here is Maddie Wilsey, right side of the floor. Finds Coddington, dials up a three, got it. Tatum Coddington from downtown. Gets Unit Eagle right back in this game. Little 5-0 run here for Unit Eagle. Makes it a one-point game, 10-9. Here's Little, dishes one off. Oh, she probably should have shot it. Instead tried to dish it off to Baxter, and it rolled out of bounds. And sometimes that's where Sylvia's just such a nice kid, such a good player. She wants to get everybody involved, and sometimes I think this year she's just going to have to shoot it. 10-9 the score with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading Unit Eagle. Here is Musa across the midcourt timeline for Unit Eagle as they set it up. And McCoy avoids the double team. Dishes one for Wilsey in the right wing corner. Back out for McCoy. A deep three there. Got it. Unit Eagle's heating up from downtown. There's Bailey McCoy for three. And Unit Eagle now leads 12-10 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Little back across the midcourt timeline. and feeds one here for Amanda Nealis. Nealis for Vredenburg, left side again, looking for Sylvia Little. Little wants another three. This one is short, died on the front of the rim. Ball knocked out of bounds, going back to Unitigo after a scrap there on the rebound. And Delhi is going to take a timeout. We will as well with 2:17 to go in the first quarter. It's Unitigo 12, Delhi 10. We got a good one, folks, on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:17 to go in the first quarter, a 12-10 score, Unitigo on top of Delhi here in Unitigo tonight. Delhi was up 10-4, but a nice run here by Unitigo to get back out of that early hole and take the lead. Nice new scoreboards here at Unitigo as well, nice and bright, good colors. Always nice for the broadcaster when school gets a new scoreboard. Not that the old ones were bad, but these are nice and new and bright. You got to love it. So here is Unitigo with the ball out of the timeout. Musa blocked inside by Baxter. It's a fight for the ball down low. After that block, we're going to have a foul on the play. Let's see who it's on. This is going to be on Amanda Nealis, it looks like. Here's our team foul situation. Unitigo with three, and now Delhi with three. Actually, no, that's only the second on Delhi, so 3-2 in the fouls. Remember, in the girls' game, once you get to five, you shoot, and you restart it at the end of each quarter, or at the start of each quarter, excuse me. So here is McCoy with the ball, right side for Unitigo. Bounce pass down low to Coddington, a little up and under. Good recovery defense there by Delhi. Back out for Maddie Wilsey. Her shot no good. Baxter goes to the glass, rips down a rebound, and a foul on Unitigo underneath. Foul's going to be on Coddington, team's fourth. And her second. Both these teams do have a nice bench. They are deep, so they should be able to handle those types of situations. But the second foul right there on Tatum Coddington for Unitigo. So a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Little with the ball over the midcourt timeline. Little feeds one inside. Dishing one for Baxter now. Up off the glass. Left it too short. Coddington a rebound. Outlet pass to Lex Lucia. Lucia back across the midcourt timeline. And here is Kylie Moussaw trying to take it to the rim, and she is fouled. Live on WCDO right now, 1:15 to go in the first quarter. It is Unitigo leading Delhi, 12-10. And so to the line here will be Kylie Moussaw, who has 6 points so far here tonight. And so Moussaw to the line. Moussaw's first shot too strong. So a 12-10 game with a minute 17 to go here in the first quarter. And the second shot coming here for Moussaw. And this one is off the rim, no good. Rebound for Baxter, for Delhi. And back up the floor for Sylvia Little. Little at the top of the key. Will hold on to it. Goes to Vredenburg on the far side. We are going to have a foul over there. No, actually kicked out of bounds, excuse me, with 1:06 to go. Thought maybe they got a foul. 12-10 the score. And so this will be Amanda Nealis doing the inbounding duties. Finds Sylvia Little. Now back to Nealis as we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Delhi with the basketball, trailing 12-10. They haven't had a bucket in a couple of minutes. They'll look to feed it to the inside here. Back out for Sylvia Little for three. This one's too strong. Rebound for Baxter. Back out for Nealis. Her long jumper is too strong. Too much mustard on that one. Another rebound for Delhi. They're hitting the glass hard. Now for Sylvia Little. And for Nealis, to the inside, back to Little. Good ball movement here by the Bulldogs. Trying to make the most out of this last possession deep in the first quarter. Sylvia into the lane, jumper too strong, rebound for Baxter, and she's fouled. Four offensive rebounds right there on that possession alone for DA. Kept giving them chances. Really well done. With 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, our score is 12-10. Unitigo still on top of Delhi. So again, 30 seconds to go, first quarter, and this will be Julia Baxter to the line. This is going to be the first foul on Maddie Wilsey, and the fifth on Unitigo as a team. So this will send Baxter to the line. So any more foul shots this quarter will send DA right to the line. There's Baxter's first shot, good. So she now has 5 points. Cuts it to a one-point game. And Baxter's second shot coming here. And this one is good. So Julia Baxter now with 6 points. Delhi going to the bench. Eleanor Wagner will come in along with Alyssa Giaffi. And this is what I mean. Both sides can use the bench in these type of situations. Give somebody a breather late in the quarter so that they're fresh for the start of the second. Here is Lucia up the floor. We got a 12-12 game. Inside, turnaround shot for Maddie Wilsey. Too strong. Rebound is loose. Out of bounds, going back to Delhi. They still have a lot of time to work with. 17 and a half to go here in this first quarter. Libby Lamport comes in. And to the bench is Natalie Vredenburg. And so Delhi will look to bring it up the floor with Giaffi. Right at midcourt, Giaffi to the right side. Finding Sylvia Little with 10 seconds left on the clock. Skips one across for Libby Lamport. Now inside, knocked away here by Unitigo. 3 seconds left. McCoy is going to float up a long three. The bank is open for Bailey McCoy. McCoy hits one from about 35, maybe 40 feet out. A nice heave gives Unitigo a 15-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a break and be right back here on WCDO.
SFCU has started the New Year's party early. Save and spend until the big ball drops. Now until the new year, get the new Signature Lifestyle Loan starting as low as 4.99% APR. Or use your SFCU Rewards Consumer MasterCard and earn 3 times the points through December 31st. Party through the end of the year with SFCU. Visit us online, over the phone, or in branch and see how we truly make banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit sfcuonline.org for full details.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So, welcome back. Unitigo leading the Delhi girls 15-12 after the opening frame. And Bailey McCoy nails a runner from about 35 feet out at the buzzer to give the Spartans the edge there as we get ready for the second quarter here. Again, 15-12 the score. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We got Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in our Sydney Main Street studios to get the season started. Can't believe football's over. Fall sports are over. It was a great fall season, and now we're into winter sports. And here we go. The student section starting to come alive on that far side for Unitigo. Just felt like everybody's kind of just warming up here for the season. So Delhi with the ball going left to right. Here's Sylvia Little with the jumper from 20 feet out. No good. Rebound for Unitigo. This game has been kind of ebbs and flows so far, just to see how both teams are warming up. Unitigo had a little run, then Delhi had a run, and vice versa. Musa takes it to the rack and is fouled. And we'll head to the line. Foul is on Amanda Nealis. With 7.5 to go in the second quarter, this will be Musaw to the line. Don't forget, we'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here in just a little bit at the end of the second quarter. First shot for Musaw, no good. Here's our score situation for Unitigo. Bailey McCoy with 6, Kylie Musaw with 6, Tatum Coddington with 3. On the other side, it's Julia Baxter with 6, Sylvia Little with 5, Alyssa Giaffi with 1 for the Bulldogs. Second shot for Musaw, no good. Rebound for Little. She's fouled from behind by Maddie Wilsey. So that is the second foul, yes, on Wilsey. So you have Coddington with 2 and Wilsey with 2 here for Unitigo. They'll have to be careful. Still a lot of ball game left. Right at midcourt, here is Delhi with the basketball, going to Sylvia Little. Now back to Amanda Nealis. Far side, Lamport dials up that 3. She's a good shooter. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Baxter's there to pick it up. Lost control of it. Ball is loose. Musaw comes away with it for Unitigo. Musaw gets her pocket picked from behind there by Little. And back across midcourt now for Delhi. Going right back to Lamport again. Fires one up, buries it. Libby Lamport from downtown. Nails it for three. Ties this ball game up at 15 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Crowd's starting to become a factor here. A lot of the games I've gone to so far, the crowd's been very quiet. I think everybody's just a little on edge here about getting back inside and going to games, but the crowd's starting to come alive. Here's Wilsey with the jumper from the foul line. No good. And here's our first look at Lizzie Kraft for Unitico. The talented freshman pulls down the rebound and is fouled and will head to the line. And so Lizzie Kraft, again, played varsity soccer this year as a freshman, had a very good first year up on the varsity, and now will be joining the varsity here for basketball as well. 5'10 already as a freshman, so she's got good height. And first shot at the line is up and good for Lizzie Kraft. Second one coming. Great ball handling skills, too. I think she's going to be a real asset to this team this season. Second shot for Kraft is good. So Kraft goes 2-for-2, gives Unitico a 17-15 lead with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Delhi with the basketball. Little will float one across for Lamport. Now back to Little on the right wing side. Finding Lamport, looking for different options. Little give and go right back here to Little. For 15 on the shot clock, excuse me. Going back to Little at the top of the key. Continuing that ball movement. They're looking for a skip. Little now will dribble to the left side. 5 on the shot clock. Traveling violation on Little is going to give this ball back to Unitico. Good defense there by the Spartans. Really frustrating, kind of closing down those passing lanes. And Delhi had nowhere to go. Ended up traveling and giving it back. So here is Unitico coming across midcourt with Lucia. Now to Moussa at the top of the key. 5:55 to go, second quarter here at the U tonight. And it's Unitico 17 and Delhi 15. Here's Lex Lucia down low into the land of the Giants. The turnaround shot won't go down. Moussa with the rebound. Gets tied up with Amanda Nealis. Jump ball is going to keep it with Unitico. Good hustle by both sides right there. And so this will be Unitico doing the inbounding duties with Alexa Lucia with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Zebra crew got together there and had a little chat about if that was the correct call. Only 5 on the shot clock here for Unitico. Here is Maddie Wilsey into the corner for Lex Lucia. Had to toss one up because shot clock was going down. They'll say she didn't get it off in time. Shot clock violation is going to give the ball back to Delhi. So it's Unitico 17, Delhi 15. 5.5 to go in the second quarter here tonight at the U. Now a steal by Moussa, and she's fouled by Libby Lamport. Moussa in the middle of that press picked that off, and Lamport reached right away, slapped around the wrist. So this will be a foul against Delhi. Their third, and her first. Pass inside goes to Lizzie Kraft, up and good. She's got 4 points. That's a 4-point lead. So after that foul, the inbound, they found Kraft right away. She put it up and in. 19-15, Unitico on top of Delhi. Now another steal, this one by Kraft. Saved it from going out of bounds. Finds Lex Lucia, now into the safe hands of Kylie Moussa. And so Moussa across midcourt. Again, Unitico going right to left. Again, a game of runs right now. And at the moment, Unitico has the momentum. Here is Wilsey, right side, she traveled. And the ball back to Delhi. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Good ball game so far, as expected. Again, this is a very big game because now the Mac girls have gone back to two divisions, and guess what? Delhi and Unitico are on the same side, just much like they are during soccer, and that's always tough because those regular season battles count for so much. Interior pass for Amanda Nealis is too strong for Baxter. Threw her hands out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unitico, and Todd Bruce has seen enough. Wants to talk things over. 4:53 to go, second quarter. Unitico 19 and Delhi 15. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. Or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin. What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. 19-15, the score. Unitigo with the ball out of the timeout. And to the right side of the floor for Lex Lucia. Chelsea Van Dusen into the game now for Unitigo. Another promising young player. Here's Musaw. Right wing side, tries to go down low here for Wilsey. Wilsey back out to Lucia. Lucia dribble drive and is hammered as she puts the shot up and is fouled. And Lex Lucia will go to the line. The always steady Alexa Lucia. With 4.5 to go in the second quarter. 19-15 the score, and Lex will head to the line. Looking to shoot two. And first one is good for Lex, her first points of the game. Of course, Lex's older sister Haley, now a sophomore at Brockport, playing for the Brockport women's team, and we all know Haley had some great years here at Unitigo along with the Perry sisters and a lot of the girls that are still on the floor here in soccer and in basketball. Sylvia Little takes it coast to coast. She's got 7 points. So just to catch you up there, Lex Lucia missed the second foul shot, and then coast to coast it was for Sylvia Little. And now another steal by Delhi. Ball gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. Gives it back to the Bulldogs with 4:15 to go second quarter. It's Unitigo 20 and Delhi 17. So now it looks like Delhi trying to grab some of this momentum. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section. And to the far side of the floor now for Sylvia Little. Little with the ball at the top of the key here, looking for Amanda Nealis. Nealis to the high post, looking for Baxter. Was tipped. Delhi holds on to it, though, with Nealis. 10 on the shot clock. Looking to go to the far side. Here is Wakin, who's into the ball game for the first time. Wakin tosses one up. It won't go. Kraft with a rebound. Cadence Wakin, that was. Outlet pass here for Lex Lucia. 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Now here is Lex Lucia, gets into the paint, wants to toss one up. Harlem Globetrotter shot there from Lex Lucia, a little up and under, and she gets it to go, giving Unitigo a 22-17 lead. She wanted the foul there too, didn't get it. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Sylvia Little, steps up for a long two for Delhi, off the side of the rim, won't go down. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Bulldogs. This feels like a critical moment in this game, despite it still being the first half. 3:15 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 22-17. Here is Little, looks to get one in. Just feels like Delhi needs a bucket here to keep it close. They go to the far side for Nealis. For Wakin on the baseline. Wakin steps through a double team, puts up a shot. Knuckleball hits the side of the rim, and a rebound for Chelsea Van Dusen. And an outlet pass here for Lex Lucia, looking to dribble out of trouble. Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Dishes one off, finds Van Dusen down low. Puts it up. It's blocked there by Sylvia Little. She gets tied up. Jump ball is going to keep it with Unitigo. Boy, we've had a bunch of jump balls so far here tonight. Good JV game before this. Unitigo coming away with that victory. Trying to go 2-for-2 here tonight in Spartan country. And so Lex Lucia will look to get it in. Tosses one up high for Musaw. Back to the midcourt area. Musaw down the right side of the floor. Takes it to the rack. It's partially blocked. Ball loose. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. It's going to roll out of bounds and go back to the Bulldogs with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. And our score, Unitigo 22, Delhi 17. Still feels like I think Delhi would be a lot more comfortable if they could get a bucket. Now here is Sylvia Little. Little to the left side of the floor. Far side now for Nealis. Nealis skips one across for Libby Lamport. They'll look to pump one into the interior. Baxter, a turnaround shot, won't go. Wakin, a rebound. She's partially blocked. Lizzie Kraft there doing a good job, was able to rip it away. Back down the floor now for Lex Lucia. Lucia on the right side finds Maddie Wilsey, steps in, jumper is good. right from the foul line there for Maddie Wilsey. Believe it or not, her first points of the game. And it's 24-17 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And the left side of the floor now for Sylvia Little for three, too strong. Looks good. Bounced off the side of the rim and rolls out of bounds. So with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter, our score is 24-17. Unitego girls in control right now against Delhi. And then we'll have a timeout taken by the Unitego Spartans, so we'll step away. Again, a buck 55 to go here in the first half. Unitego 24 and Delhi 17. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. 1:55 to go in the second quarter. 24-17 is our score. Nate Love with you tonight on WCDO. And we're live from Unitego, the opening game of the girls' basketball season here, at least radio-wise. And Unitego has a 24-17 lead. Moosaw is fouled at midcourt there by Sylvia Little. And so this is going to be a shooting violation now because that is the fifth team foul on the Delhi Bulldogs. Foul for Little is going to be her first, it looks like. And so Moosaw to the line. We've talked about it a few times, that momentum. Unitego definitely has it back right now. As Moosaw puts the first one up and in, she's got seven. And the second one coming here for Kylie Moosaw at the line. And this one is good. So Moosaw now with 8 points. And it's Unitego 26, Delhi 17. Biggest lead of the game for Unitego. Delhi tries to push one to the interior. It gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. This time the arrow keeps it with the Bulldogs. With a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Ball going to be on the baseline here for Sylvia Little. She'll be doing the inbounding duties. So Sylvia will work this one in. They try to go to the far side here for Vredenburg. Now for Waken for a long two. Got it. Long two for Cadence Waken. Makes this a 26-19 game. Can Delhi chip away a little bit here? As we get a little bit closer to halftime. Here is Moosaw right side. Moosaw with the crossover. Now back to Lex Lucia. Lucia with the chest pass finds Van Dusen with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Now for Moosaw. A little shake and bake. Goes back to Van Dusen. Down low for Wilsey. Pull up jumper. Good. Maddie Wilsey off the pass from Chelsea Van Dusen. Gets it to go. Makes it 28-19. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. Big possession here for Delhi to see if they could get another bucket. Step back, shot for Nealis is good. Amanda Nealis, her first basket of the night, makes it 28-21. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Moosaw left side, now goes to Van Dusen right side in front of the Unitego student section. Delhi student section, screaming defense, ball out of bounds. Little was able to punch it away there from Lex Lucia. Rolled out of bounds, last touched by Lex. Libby Lamport comes back in. Waken to the bench. 30 seconds to go, second quarter, 28-21. Unitego on top of Delhi. Let's see what Delhi could do. If they could get a three here on this possession. Holy cow. Nope. That's not going to happen. Lex Lucia, the steal. Hits the layup, and she's fouled. Lex Lucia picked a pocket and then took it in and got fouled. What a huge turn of events there for Unit Eagle. They now lead to 30-21 with 23 seconds to go in the second quarter. She's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And so Natasha Swift will come in here, giving Maddie Wilsey a break. Good move here by Coach Z, just protecting a couple of his players that don't need to pick up any late fouls. Lucia at the line. That one won't go down. Rebound for Delhi. Here's Sylvia Little. Delhi trailing by 9 late in the second quarter. Sylvia passes far side. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rattled in and out there for Vredenburg. 10 seconds left. Ball is loose. Somehow Delhi comes away with that. They put it up, and we got a foul. Vidya Samadrala was on the glass there for Delhi. She is fouled, and Samadrala will head to the line to shoot two with 7 seconds to go in the second quarter. With our score 30-21. So Samadrala will head to the line. Had a really nice year for Delhi volleyball in the fall. Now playing basketball here in the winter season. First shot, no good. Second one coming. With 7 seconds to go in the second quarter, 30-21 the score. This will be big. Any points here late in this second quarter would be helpful for DA. Second shot, no good. Rebound is picked up by the Spartans. 5 seconds left. Here's Musa. Is she aware? She is. Tosses up a half quarter. It won't go. Our halftime score is 30-21 in favor of the Unit Eagle Spartans. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score here at Unitigo. Unitigo Spartans 30, Delhi Bulldogs 21. I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Our halftime score is Unitego 30 and Delhi 21 in this girls' MAC matchup here tonight. Just want to welcome everybody into the Mirabito halftime report. Of course, Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Here is our first half scoring summary. First for Unitego, 8 points for Kylie Musaw. Pretty even here. 8 points for Kylie Musaw, 6 for Bailey McCoy, 5 for Lex Lucia, 4 apiece for Maddie Wilsey and Lizzie Kraft, and 3 for Tatum Coddington. So I feel like that is how it's going to be this year for Unitego, and much like it has been over the years, very balanced scoring across the board. It's not uncommon with Unitego to see a bunch of 12, 11, 10 nines across their scorebook. So looks like it's going to be very similar here tonight and this season. For Delhi on the other side, a team high 7 points for Sylvia Little, 6 for Julia Baxter, 3 for Libby Lamport, 2 apiece for Amanda Nealis and Cadence Wakin, 1 for Alyssa Giaffi. A couple people have texted me and thought and said, oh, I thought I'd see more Sylvia so far here tonight. I don't disagree. I think she's going to have to score more here for Delhi and maybe be a little bit more selfish. I didn't think... What I like about it is she didn't force anything. You know, Sylvie is not the type of player that's just going to be a bull in a china shop or anything. She's going to look for the right openings. And maybe she does need to force it a little bit more. There was a couple of times, when, I think I said it during the broadcast, you know, she passed when I thought maybe she could have shot. But, you know, I think she is going to have to average in that 15 to 20, maybe 25 range for Delhi to compete with the best teams in the MAC. Now, I clearly think Delhi is one of the best teams in the MAC, but to beat a Unitego, to beat Green and beat some of these other teams, especially when you get into sectionals too, I think Sylvie's going to have to be in that 15 to 25 range. I think ideally 22 and 10 boards, something like that, I think is the key for her. For Unitego, again, spread it out. Anybody can be the leading scorer on this team. That's a really nice luxury for Coach Z, and I think it's a big reason. You know, a lot of people have said, hey, he could retire. He's been doing this forever. Well, when you have a group like this, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun because you have the players that can do it. There's such balance. It has to be a ton of fun, that's for sure. So there are other games going on tonight. The schedule really starting to heat up here. Some other games tonight on the girls' side. Oxford is at Afton. UV is at Green. Those are some of the other MAC games tonight on the boys' side. The BG boys are at Shenango Valley. The Morris boys are at UV. And Davenport is at South Courtright. The Walton boys tournament is tonight. Walton is taking on Jefferson in the first round of that tournament. Jefferson and Stamford are a combined program this year. So things really starting to heat up. I was at the Walton tournament last night, saw Franklin defeat Worcester in the first round, and saw Walton defeat Deposit Hancock. So it'll be Franklin against Walton tomorrow night in the girls championship of the Walton tournament. We'll see how the boys first round goes here tonight. There are so many tournaments going on this weekend. If I just quickly look at the schedule, you have the Delhi tournament coming up this weekend. You have the Drago tournament in Oneonta, which is always a great one. You have the Richfield Springs girls tournament. You have the Lawrence girls tournament. Anything else? Oh, yeah, Skenevis girls tournament, the Milford tournament. I was talking to my good friend Jeff Maliner, who covers basketball throughout New York State. He was at the Walton tournament last night. He goes, Section 4, you guys in your tournaments. I said, I know. That's the way it's always been here, though. He goes, I love it, but, man, there is a ton of them. Everybody wants to have a tip-off tournament now. It's fun. I remember when Unitego used to have one, too. So there's a lot of schools that don't have one that used to. There's just so many of them now. You could fill most of your non-league schedule with a tournament if you wanted to. So it's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here at Unitego. Unitego girls leading Delhi 30-21. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break. Third quarter will be coming up soon, so stay tuned here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work for performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Getting you set for the start of the third quarter here. Our score is 30-21. Unitigo girls leading Del High. Thanks for joining us here tonight. I want to remind you about our game audio archive. We do record all these games. You can go back anytime. WCDOsports.com. It's a free download. You can listen to these games, and it's all courtesy of SFCU, so we appreciate their support. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show after this as well. We'll have our three awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, Mirabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. A lot of good candidates for our awards so far here tonight. Unitigo will have the ball to start the third quarter. They're now going left to right. They have the white uniforms with the green trim. Del High has the maroon uniforms with the black trim. They trail by nine. Can the Bulldogs get back in this ballgame? It's going to take a big effort. Unitigo trying to get a bucket here on the first possession. A lean-in jumper by Maddie Wilsey. No good. Gets her own rebound. Chucks one back out to Bailey McCoy. And Unitigo's got a fresh shot clock to work with. They'll pass one down low again for Wilsey. Stripped by Sylvia Little. And here's Little down the left side of the floor. Sylvia coast-to-coast. Layup won't go down. And she is fouled by Lex Lucia and will head to the line. And I think that's where Coach Bruce is like, okay, Syl, you did everything we could possibly ask for there. I know it's early in the season, but those layups, got to have those layups. And Syl knows that. She'll head to the line here for two, hoping to make those up. First one is good for Sylvia Little. She has 8 points. Second one coming here. Del High has a good shooting team as well from the outside with Lamport and Nealis, as well as Little, so they'll hope to get it going. Second shot for Sylvia, no good. So she goes one out of two, rebound for Bailey McCoy. Puts on the brakes near the midcourt timeline, goes far side for Lex Lucia. So it's a 30-22 game. Unitigo is on top here of Del High. Coddington, right side, will dish one back up for Bailey McCoy. They'll work it around the top of the defense. Del High still in the man-to-man. Musa, left side corner for three, died on the back of the rim. Rebound for Baxter of Del High. Outlet pass here to Giaffi. Giaffi across the midcourt timeline. Feeds one back over for Little. Left side three, too strong. Out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitigo. That shot was too strong. 6:55 to go in this third quarter. 8-point lead, 30-22 for the Unitigo Spartans here on their home floor. They beat the press here. We got a traveling violation, though, on Wilsey. She wants that one back. Just picked up that pivot foot as you turned around to try to pass. So a slow start here for Unitigo. to start this third quarter. 6:40 to go in the third. Lamport to the right side of the floor. Tosses one up now for Nealis. Nealis, little killer crossover, gets to the left elbow. Now goes back to Nealis. Steps in. 10 on the shot clock here for Delhi as they go right to left. Nealis, long three. Scraped off the front of the rim. No good. Sylvia Little with a rebound. Pulls it back out. Takes a shot that's partially blocked. Goes to Baxter. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Baxter pulls it down. She's got 8 points and is headed to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Sylvia got the initial rebound. Took the shot. It's partially blocked. Went right to Baxter. She put it right up. She was fouled. And hit the shot and is now headed to the line. So it looks like they got... Yeah, they got Tatum Coddington with the foul, so that's her third. She had to sit for a lot of the second quarter with two fouls, and now she picks this one up. So Baxter at the line, trying to cut this to a five-point game. Baxter's shot is no good. Drilled it off the front of the rim. Rebound, loose, and Lex Lucia comes away with it. So it's still a six-point game, 30-24. Unitigo leading Delhi. Bulldogs are not going to go quietly here in this huge MAC game. Both teams in the same division now to start the season. Billy McCoy with a three. That won't go. Rebound for Delhi. Long outlet pass ahead for Libby Lamport. Caught it like a wide receiver. Dishes back across for Nealis, and she'll put on the brakes. Delhi wants to talk it over. They go back to Lamport. Farside, she says, nope. Chucks up a three off the back of the rim. Sylvia with a rebound. Tried a little tip drill. Last touch by Unitigo and out of bounds. Sylvia got that shot and tried to toss one up while falling backwards. It skimmed off Musa's hands and out of bounds. 5:43 to go, third quarter. Delhi looking to get it in. They find Sylvia Little. Left wing corner, back out. Lamport for three, no good. Can't find her stroke at the minute. Nealis with a rebound. Out to Baxter. Her shot won't go. Sylvia, another rebound, puts it up. Won't go, but she's fouled. Delhi is owning this offensive glass right now, but there is a lid on the bucket. They just can't get the ball to go in. But they are getting a lot of opportunities, and Coach Z has seen enough. He wants to talk things over. Delhi finding some rhythm here. 5.5 to go in the third. We'll take a break. Unitigo 30, Delhi 24. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5.5 to go, third quarter. 30-24 is the score out of the timeout taken by Unitigo. Sylvia Little to the line, and her first shot is good. Well, Sylvia's got 9 points. If this isn't a Unitigo Delhi box score, I don't know what is. Nobody in double figures yet, and Sylvia's there. She's got 10. How these games are, it's kind of funny. These games are almost always like 40-35 or 42-36. Like, they're just always low scoring. So Sylvia goes 2 out of 2, and don't blink. We got a 4-point ball game, 30-26. Always a good one when these two teams get together. Unitigo with the ball, right side. Lizzie Kraft is back into the game. Had a nice impact, the freshman, here in the first half. Let's see what she can do here. Kraft back out to Bailey McCoy, the sophomore, zips one across for Musa, the junior. Down low, finds Wilsey. Back over to Kraft. Muscles her way inside, puts up a left-handed layup, won't go. Baxter with a rebound, and she traveled. 5:08 to go in the third. Nice rebound there by Baxter, but she did a little dancing in the paint. And gives it back here to Unitigo. 30-26 the score. Lex Lucia will get the ball in for Unitigo as they go left to right. Right side of the floor now. On the right wing for Lex Lucia. A little give and go pass. Got kicked, though, by the Delhi defense. Sylvia just got her big toe on it there. Of course, Sylvia, a all-state selection, one of the only all-state selections for soccer locally, as she was a tremendous goalie this year for Delhi. Unitigo will look to get it in. So basically, I was saying she uses that big toe in soccer as well. Here's Lizzie Kraft with a pull-up jumper. It's good. Kraft has got 6 points. Nice baseline jumper there on the left side. Makes it 32-26. Unitigo on top. 4:45 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for Nealis. Nealis back across for Libby Lamport. Into the interior. No, this is Kraft with a steal. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, after the outlet pass. It's going to keep it with Unitico, though. Kraft has made an immediate impact as she came back into the game here. She just continues to grow, too. I mean, at 5'10 already as a freshman, you wonder how much more she's going to grow the next couple of years. 4.5 to go in the third. It's 32-26. Unitico on top. They go back to Kraft in the corner. Floats one across. Now for Lex Lucia. Jumper is off the back of the rim. Sylvia Little with a rebound. Sylvia back up the floor. Trying to take it coast to coast. She does, and it goes. Sylvia with the layup, and she's got 12. Makes it 32-28. Delhi hanging around, hanging around. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section. There is some defense. Nealis with a steal right at midcourt. Trying to be smart. Goes to Lamport, left side. Back to Sylvia. Top of the key. Goes for Nealis, left side corner. Now back to Lamport, but the pass was sky high. Libby would have to be about 6'8 to grab that. Sails out of bounds and back to Unitico. Tough one there because they got the steal but couldn't capitalize. 3:50 to go here in the third. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Unitico 32, Delhi 28. McCoy with the ball now to Lizzie Kraft in the corner. Back to McCoy. They look to continue to work it around. McCoy finding Kraft, and she traveled. Kraft with the pump fake, tried to take it on that right side baseline. Gives it back to Delhi. Bulldogs trying to get this back to a one-possession game. 3.5 to go in the third. It's 32-28. Delhi across midcourt trying to go to the half or the high post. Excuse me, was taken away. Kraft finds Lucia, knocked away there by Sylvia Little. Little blocked it, but then was standing on the line as it came down. And so it remains with Unitico. But there again, there was Kraft defending the high post. She knocked that ball away, giving Unitico possession back. 3:25 to go in the third. It's 32-28. And the Spartans will look to get it in. They'll find Lizzie Kraft. The little up and under is blocked there by Baxter. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Delhi. Baxter, the 5'10 junior, making an impact on the inside. You love to see it. 3:20 to go in the third. 32-28 the score. And in the backcourt, here comes Alyssa Gioffi. Gioffi, right side of the floor, tries to go across. It's taken away here by Maddie Wilsey. Ahead now for Lex Lucia. A little up and under. It was blocked, though, by Sylvie. Lucia's able to pick up the loose change and reset it here for Unitico. 20 on the shot clock. 3 minutes to go in the third. They look to pump it down low for Kraft. Now back out for Moussa on left side. Moussa steps in, and it was blocked there by Baxter. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Delhi. So Delhi comes down. They've had a couple of good possessions, but Unitigo's defense has been strong. And then same thing on the other end of the court as Delhi's defense has been able to hold. Another low-scoring affair here tonight between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. And again, in case you weren't listening to the pregame show, Mac girls have gone back to two divisions, and Unitico and Delhi are on the same side. So this is a big game, even though it's early in the season. First game for both teams. Here's Sylvia Little. Finds Wake into the corner. Now back to the high post for Gioffi. Step in, jumper partially blocked. Ball is loose, and Unitico comes away. Ahead now for Kraft. Feeding one for Lex Lucia. Pump fakes. Makes a nice move. Tosses it up. Partially blocked again. And Delhi will come away with it. Both teams very active hands here. Gioffi right side of the floor will now feed one back to Libby Lamport. 2:15 to go in the third. High post for Little. Down low for Baxter. The pass was too hot and Moussa was able to rip it away. Moussa with a floater. Now finding Lex Lucia. Dials up a three off the back of the rim. Baxter rips down another rebound. Into the safe hands of Sylvia Little with 2 minutes to go in the third. Little across midcourt. Tried to feed one down low. Finally gets its way to Baxter after the ball pinballed around and Baxter was fouled. With 1:53 to go in the third, our score is Unitico 32 and Delhi 28. Unfortunate luck there, because really that was kind of just a loose ball that found its way to Baxter and then she got kind of hammered, but everybody was kind of going for that ball and it was just unfortunate for Unitico. Foul is on Maddie Wilsey, her third, team's fourth. No fouls on Delhi here in the third quarter. First shot for Baxter is no good. You can't say that Delhi didn't have a chance to get back in this game. They have had chances and just cannot seem to whittle it down past this four-point mark. Shot is good there for Baxter. She now has nine. Makes it 32-29 with a 1:53 to go here in the third. A little confusion on the substitutions here. Maddie Wilts is going to come to the bench. She didn't know it for a minute. Teagle had six there. Ball didn't get in, though, so there was no technicals or no fouls or anything called on that. Wilsey heads to the bench, and Chelsea Van Dusen back in. Minute 40 to go in the third. Unitego, 32. Delhi, 29. Lex Lucian to the high post. Finds Van Dusen down low. The jumper is good. Chelsea Van Dusen, her first basket. Makes it 34-29 with a minute and a half to go in the third. Delhi continuing to work, trying to chip away at this lead. Here is Sylvia Little. Steps in for a long two, tried to feed it down low, and it was intercepted. Nice job by Kylie Moussaw. Moussaw at midcourt had the ball stripped, but it rolls over to Lex Lucia. Minute 10 to go. They find Lizzie Kraft down low, up and in. Lizzie Kraft with 8 points as she's going to the line. The freshman with a great debut here tonight for the Spartans with a minute 10 left here in the third. This lead is ballooned back up to 36-29. And Kraft going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Lizzie's shot is too strong. Rebound, though, for Moussaw to keep it alive for Unitego as they lead by 7 with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Lucia. Going to Kylie Moussaw. To the interior, finds a wide-open Kraft off the glass and good. Kraft is into double figures with 10. Todd Bruce wants a timeout. It's 38-29. Unitego on top of Delhi with 54 seconds to go in the third. We'll be right back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Delhi with the ball. They'll bring it down the floor. Here's Libby Lamport, a three, right side. It's no good. Ball out of bounds, going back to Unitego. And the momentum is all with the Spartans right now, and it is Lizzie Kraft, the freshman. Can't say enough about her impact here tonight. She's been great. 10 points off the bench. And looking to do more here late in the third quarter. A good pass to Van Dusen. Van Dusen takes it to the rack. It's blocked there by Little. And on the rebound there, off that block, looks like we're going to have a foul on Kraft. 28 seconds to go in the third. Sylvia went down hard there. Appears to be okay. 38-29 the score. 28 seconds to go third quarter. Delhi trailing on the road here at Unitego. So the foul is going to be on Kraft. It's actually going to send Sylvia to the line because of the 5 team fouls against Unitego. And so this is going to put Sylvia to the line. She's trying to walk it off there. I think she went down hard. Maybe her back is bothering her. Actually, they're going to send Baxter to the line instead. And so Sylvia gets a chance to kind of run around and walk this off a little bit. Baxter to the line. First one is good. And these are big. Late here in the third. If Delhi could keep this manageable, they've proven that they can come back. They did get it down to 3, but now it's ballooned back up to 8. This would cut it to 7 if Baxter can hit the shot. Second one, no good. Curse of the broadcaster right there. Remains an 8-point game. 25 seconds to go in the third. Lucia across midcourt. Floats one to Lizzie Kraft. Passes down low for Van Dusen. Back out Moussaw. Pull-up jumper, in and out. Little with the rebound. 12 seconds left. Little splits a double team. Trying to go coast to coast. Sylvia takes it to the rim, up and in. Sandovia's got 14. 3 seconds left. Musaw is going to chuck one up, but it's going to be short. And so three quarters in the books. Delhi trying to hang tough. On the road, they trail Unitego 38-32. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here at the U. Our score, Unitego 38, Delhi 32, this MAC girls early season matchup between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Unitego did get it down to as little as three, but then Unitego went on another run, and Lizzie Kraft has been phenomenal here in this late in the second quarter and into the third quarter for Unitego. She's got 10, Kylie Musaw with 8 to lead Unitego. On the other side, it's Sylvia Little with 14, Julia Baxter with 10 for Delhi. Chance of defense here from the student section of Unitego as Delhi has the ball to start the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening in here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Now here's a steal by Musaw of Unitego. Musaw in the backcourt. Across the midcourt timeline for Kylie. Musaw picks it up, goes to Bailey McCoy. McCoy right side, picks up her dribble in a tough spot there. Dishes one off to Tatum Coddington, who's back into the ball game. Coddington steps in, finds McCoy, floating jumper no good, chases down her own rebound though. And now, looks like, yeah, they hadn't reset the shot clock there, so they blew this play dead to make sure that would happen. And so this will keep Unitego with the ball, and they do get the fresh shot clock. 7:14 to go, fourth quarter. Still anybody's ball game here. It's Unitego 38 and Delhi 32. They're making sure everything is good here on the shot clock before we get started again. Early season hoops on WCDO. Fingers crossed that everything continues to go well. All the protocols are followed. We get to have a full basketball season. I know that's what all the fans, the players, the coaches, the administrators, me, everybody wants that. And just hope that everything happens. You know, it's going to be a tough season. There's going to be teams that are hit with athletes going into quarantine and this and that. We saw it all throughout the fall sports season. I'm sure we're going to see it through this indoor winter season, but fingers crossed everybody stays safe and healthy and we get to play as much basketball as we can. Ball loose at midcourt. Sylvia Little gets tied up with Alexa Lucia. We got a jump ball. And the ball is going to stay here with Unitego, but great hustle by both Lucia and Little there with 7:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Quite a size difference, too, with Sylvie guarding Lex. Unitego gets it in. They find Bailey McCoy. They try to go to the interior. It's stolen by Sylvia Little. Very active hands on defense here for Sylvia. Left side here. Pulls up for a jumper. It's good. Maybe it's time for Sylvia to take over for Delhi. Let's see. Back to a four-point game, 38-34. Unitego is able to go over the top of the press and get a breakaway layup here. I spoke too soon. Coddington finds Musaw for a wide-open left-handed layup, a breakdown on defense. They're very rare by the Bulldogs. It's 40-34. Now back for Libby Lamport for three. She's due, and this one is no good. Out of bounds, back to Unitego. And Lamport just can't find the groove tonight from three-point land. Hit one early, but it's been cold ever since. You hope for her that she could just hit one, maybe get things going a little bit if you're a Delhi fan. Six and a half to go, fourth quarter, 40-34 as we wait for Maddie Wilsey to tie up her shoe here. We'll get back underway. Ball into Lex Lucia. Todd Bruce is going to continue to keep the pressure cooker on here with this full court pressure. Lex Lucia, the senior guard, is able to handle it and get across the midcourt timeline with 6:15 to go in the fourth. 40-34 is the score. Now a steal. And Sylvia comes away with this one. She's fouled and gets the layup to go. Lucia tried to get back in time and just got her on the arm. And Sylvia is able to put it up and in. So Sylvia Little with 18 points makes this a four-point game, 40-36. Unitigo on top of Delhi. 6:10 to go in the fourth. Sylvia to the line trying to cut this to a three-point game. This shot is too strong. Rebound goes right back to her. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, loose, picked up by Delhi. Bulldogs trying to keep it going. And they'll go back to Libby Lamport, to Amanda Nealis, left side for three. Off the back of the rim, Sylvia with a rebound, tosses it up and in. Little's got 20. It's a two-point game with 5:50 to go. Delhi's back from the dead. It's 40-38. What a game. Great way to start the season. Lex Lucia, football handoff here to Maddie Wilsey. Now to Kylie Moussa, into the paint, takes it to the rim, and she's fouled. Bucket won't go with 5:37 to go in the fourth. And this is going to be Kylie Moussa to the line. So again, for Unitigo, you got Kraft with 10, Moussa with 10, McCoy with 6, Lucia with 5. On the other side, Sylvia Little's come alive. She's got a game-high 20 right now for Delhi. Still 10 for Julia Baxter. Moussa to the line. First foul shot will not go. You had to figure this was going to be a tight game. I know there's still 5.5 minutes to go, but you just felt like Delhi was going to find a way to get back in. Here is Moussa's shot at the line. Good. Kylie's got 11. So it's 41-38. And here is Sylvia Little. Delhi trailing by three. Little goes to the far side for Nealis. Nealis gets her pocket picked, and Lucia comes away with it. Good steal here by Unitigo. Great defense. Unitigo going left to right. Again, they're in the white with the green trim. Delhi's in the maroon with the black trim. Bailey McCoy. Top of the key with a nice crossover. Gets away from her defender. Goes to Maddie Wilsey right side. Wilsey looking for options. Passes for Moussa. We hit 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Here is Tatum Coddington for three. Slash! Tatum Coddington brings the fans to their feet. And it's 44-38. Unitigo says, not so fast, Delhi. Still be a little. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in for a long two. Off the back of the rim. No good. Gioffi with a rebound. She's fouled by Tatum Coddington. And I think everybody in the gym, even the people on the Delhi side, would maybe agree that that looked like a pretty clean block there. But hey, I didn't have the angle. 4:43 to go in the fourth. It's going to send Gioffi to the line. These foul shots down the stretch are big. A chance for Delhi to get back in the game when the clock is not running. Gioffi's first foul shot will not go. 44-38 the score. Kraft's going to come back in the game, and she's made an impact every time she's been in here tonight. The freshman for Unitigo. Second shot for Gioffi. This one is good. Got it to rattle home. Makes it 44-39. 4:43 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. McCoy is in the backcourt, floats one ahead for Wilsey. Across the midcourt timeline, she puts on the brakes. Goes to Kraft on the right side. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section. 15 on the shot clock. This one tipped, goes back to McCoy. Unitigo holds on to possession. They find Lex Lucia down low, tried a little reverse layup, wouldn't go. Sylvia with the rebound. In transition. Sylvia is fouled as she tries to take it to the rim. She kind of got bailed out there. She was in a tough spot and just decided to try to chuck it up. Moussa got the foul with 4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's our foul situation. Unitigo as a team has three. Delhi has one. Something to keep an eye on as we hit the home stretch here. So Sylvia Little to the line for Delhi. First shot is good. Sylvia has 21. Four-point game. Unitigo 44, Delhi 40. Second shot coming here for the senior, Sylvia Little. Second shot, too strong. Remains a four-point game. Unitigo with the rebound. Coming up on halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go. Here is Lex Lucia. Unitigo going left to right. They go to the left wing side of the floor. Here now for Matty Wilsie. Wilsie finds Moosaw. They work it around. 10 on the shot clock. Left side for McCoy for Unitigo. They have possession. They go to Wilsie on the baseline. The floater is good for Matty Wilsie. Matty Wilsie now with 6 points. Makes it a six-point game. 46-40 with 3:40 to go in this fourth quarter. There's Sylvia Little. Pull-up jumper from the left elbow. Won't go. Rebound underneath. Picked up by Gioffi. She puts it in. Gioffi with 4 points. Timeout taken by Delhi. Our score, Unitigo 46 and Delhi 42. 3.5 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is excited to announce our expansion. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We are now expanding commercial and residential trash pickup and roll-off services into the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. Waste Recovery offers affordable weekly residential and commercial trash pickup. We have all-size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable weekly trash pickup, call 563-2616. That's 563-2616. Or visit our website at wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Unitigo leads Delhi 46-42 with 3:30 left in the fourth quarter here tonight at the U. Great game, as expected, between these two. Long season still to go, a lot to happen, but a win here tonight for either of these teams can certainly give you a big vote of confidence as you start off your back regular season play. So 3.5 to go, fourth quarter, 46-42 the score. Unitigo with the ball out of the timeout. Delhi looking for a stop. Here's McCoy left side, now for Lex Lucia. Lucia with the ball, trying to float one down low for Kraft, through her fingertips and out of bounds. One of the few mistakes she's made here tonight, just that could happen to anybody, ball through the fingertips, gives it back to Delhi. She catches that, she's got a wide open layup. 3:10 to go in the fourth, 4-point game. Gioffi for Delhi. Left side of the floor now, they reverse it to the right for Amanda Nealis. Delhi is in the maroon with the black trim going right to left. Student section being loud, trying to create some havoc here tonight. And they'll float the ball to Sylvia Little, 10 on the shot clock. She's going to have to dribble, drive, tosses it up, and is fouled. Smart play there by Sylvia. They are going to say it's on the floor, but that's still important. That's the fourth foul as a team on Unitigo. It's going to be on Kraft, her second. But one more, and Unitigo is going to be, Delhi is going to be shooting the rest of the way. Could be big. They go to Sylvia Little, passes down low for Baxter. She didn't see it coming. Off her hands and out of bounds. So Delhi returns the favor, and Coach Bruce shaking his head. That's the stuff that keeps these guys up at night. I know it. 2:45 to go fourth quarter. Unitigo breaks the press. Lizzie Kraft finds Billy McCoy on the right side. McCoy at the top of the key. Right side now for Kraft. Kraft looking for Lucia. Dribble drive. Goes far side, 10 on the shot clock now for Unitigo. 2:25 to go in the fourth. Moosaw with 5 on the shot clock, goes back to McCoy. Moosaw for 3. Oh, in and out. Looked like it was halfway down. Sylvia with a rebound. 2:15 to go. Coach Bruce saying, get it up the floor. Sylvia trying to go coast to coast. Tosses it up, it won't go. Baxter with a rebound. Saves it to Nealis. Nealis zips one to the far side. Here for Eleanor Wagner, who is fouled. With exactly 2 minutes to go, Sylvia was down for a lot of that play. She took it to the rim, got hit pretty hard. Wagner's going to go to the line. She's going to be shooting here because this is the fifth foul on Unitigo as a team. Third personal on Lizzie Kraft. And Sylvia is still limping around pretty good as she comes over to talk to Coach Bruce. Here's Eleanor Wagner at the line, the sophomore. No points so far here tonight. Actually, it looks like Sylvia's come out of the game here as she tries to shake this one off. Big foul shot's coming for Wagner. Wagner's first shot, no good. Sylvia's jumping up and down here on the bench trying to just shake it out of her ankle. 2 minutes to go, still a four-point ball game. This one would be big for Wagner if she could just get one out of two here. If you're a Delhi fan, she doesn't. It rolled out, hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Off of Baxter's leg, and back to Unitigo. So Sylvia is on the bench here for the moment. Wagner comes out of the ball game. Libby Lamport back in. 1:57 to go in the fourth. Unitigo leads 46-42. Delhi desperately needs another stop. They go to Lex Lucia on the right side. Sylvia's going to try to gut it out and go back in. She gets the nod from Coach Bruce. Minute 45 left. Lucia down low. Finds Coddington. Wants a three. This one too strong this time. She's had the magic touch, but Giaffi with a rebound. Quickly back up the floor. Delhi down by four with 90 seconds left. Lamport finds Nealis. They want to try to get Little back in the game here if they can. Coach Bruce trying to roll the dice on this possession. Maybe see if he can get a bucket before she goes back in. Here's Lamport for three. And this one is halfway down, pops out. Baxter a rebound, saves it. It's loose in the paint and taken away by Unitigo. Cannot believe that shot didn't go in. Outlet pass ahead. They find a wide open Coddington who scores. Coddington now with eight. What a turn of events. Unitigo up 48-42. Timeout Delhi with 1:08 to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on WCDO.
SFCU has started the New Year's party early. Save and spend until the big ball drops. Now until the new year, get the new signature lifestyle loan starting as low as 4.99% APR. Or use your SFCU Rewards Consumer MasterCard and earn 3 times the points through December 31st. Party through the end of the year with SFCU. Visit us online, over the phone, or in branch and see how we truly make banking easy. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit sfcuonline.org for full details.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. A 48-42 score for Unitigo as Tatum Coddington had that layup, which gives Unitigo a little bit of a cushion here, but rewind it. Libby Lamport had a three, which would have cut it down to what? A one-possession game. I'm trying to remember the math off the top of my head here. Yeah, it would have cut it down to a one-possession game. That ball was literally halfway down. I say that all the time. It's a common phrase. But that thing was literally halfway down and somehow knuckleballed back straight up out and did not go in. Oh, that's tough. Hey, I got a shout-out here from the student section. Appreciate that. Oh, it's been a while since I had one of those. Good to be back. 48-42 here. Delhi is going to need to score and in a hurry. They still have time here, but they got to try to start chipping away a little bit here. Here is Libby Lamport with 1 minute to go. They reverse it to Nealis. They go to the interior for Baxter, and she's fouled by Kraft. And so this is going to send Baxter to the line. Foul shots have definitely hurt Delhi here in the second half at times. And so this will send Baxter to the line. She has 10 points. First shot for Baxter is good. So she has 11. Makes it 48-43. This is still manageable here for Delhi, but they're going to need a little bit of magic. Second shot coming here for Baxter. This one in and out. Rebound comes to Unitigo, but take it back by Delhi. Here's Little. She tries to toss it up. It's blocked. Ball is rolling out of bounds, going to stay with Delhi. Little shot was blocked. There was a big scramble for it. Rolls out of bounds. Stays with the Bulldogs. 48-43. 50 seconds left. Delhi looking to get it in. And they do to Baxter. Pull up jumper. Short rebound for McCoy. Here's Unitigo and a foul by Nealis. Nealis reached in. And going to be the second foul here on Delhi, the fourth on Nealis. 44 seconds left. Unitigo leading 48-43. And here is Unitigo looking to get the ball in. They do to Musaw. Musaw in the backcourt. Delhi not trying to foul quite yet. They go ahead to Wilsey, over to Lex Lucia. 35 seconds left. Now they're going to have to foul, and they do. 32 seconds to go. Delhi trying to do everything they could there to get a steal before they had to foul, but this is where you're in trouble. You still got a couple to give here before you're going to put Unitico on the line. You still got two more to give. So Spartans will get it in, and here is Lucia on the far side trying to escape some pressure here. Delhi still not fouling. They go to Musa, and there's a foul. 22 seconds left. They got one more to give still. So now the clock really is on the side of the Spartans here as Musa will try to get it in front of the Unitego bench. And so she'll get it into Lex Lucia. Lucia is fouled by Sylvia Little with 19 seconds left. And so this will send Alexa Lucia to the line here, the senior for Unitego. Spartans leading 48-43 with 19.6 seconds left, fourth quarter. Here on their home floor, Lucia, a very good foul shooter. That's the broadcaster's curse there, so I'll knock on wood for her. Either team, I don't want to curse either of them. So Lex Lucia to the line here for Unitego. And the first shot is good. Lucia now with 6 points. Second one coming. And this could be the icing on the cake here if Unitego can put this in. And second shot is good. For Lex Lucia. She's got 7. Timeout is going to be taken here by Delhi with our score. Unitego 50 and Delhi 43. 19 seconds to go. We'll be right back in 30 seconds on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And so late fourth quarter here. Under 20 seconds to go, a 50-43 lead for Unitego over Delhi. Let me say that again. Unitego 50, Delhi 43. Girls MAC basketball action here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowe. Nice crowd on hand at the U here tonight to take in the first game of the season for these two teams. We'll be right back here at the U again on Saturday as it's the Unitego boys hosting West Canada Valley. They're a very good Section 3 team, coached by our good friend Dave Smith. If you're a longtime listener of CDO, Dave has been one of my color guys from time to time. He's a Section 4 guy. He's actually a Delhi alum, but he lives and works up in Utica now and coaches for West Canada Valley, so they set up a non-league game. I said, hey, I got to be there for that. So that will be on Saturday, a 2:30 tip between West Canada Valley and the Unitego boys. 18 seconds left. Delhi with the basketball. They're going to go to Libby Lamport for three. Hits the rim twice. Won't go down. She's just not had the luck here tonight. Now a foul on the rebound, and Lex Lucia will walk it back down to shoot some foul shots here with 8 seconds left. But Unitego is going to start the season 1-0, and they get a big MAC victory. The scheduling gods love to put this game early in the season, and it's not, they don't do it on purpose. I'm sure both these teams would like to get a little more time under their belts before they have to play each other, as Lucia gets the first shot to go. She's got 8. But this is just the way it's been. It was actually supposed to be this way last year, too, before the season got canceled. Second shot coming here for Lucia, no good. Rebound for Delhi. Sylvia will bring it back up the court here. Goes to Lamport in the corner, and that's going to do it. 51-43. The U gets the win over Delhi. That's a big one. Again, our final, Unitego 51, Delhi 43. We'll be back to break it down, give out our post-game awards here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back one last time to Unitigo here tonight. Again, our final score is Unitigo 51, Delhi 43 in this MAC girls basketball early season matchup. Again, the MAC girls, not the boys, just the girls, has gone back to two divisions. And so Unitigo and Delhi are on the same side now in Division One. So this is a big win here tonight for Unitigo. Again, 51-43. Our scoring summary, 11 points, it's a team high for Kylie Musaw. Very balanced scoring here. 10 for Lizzie Kraft, 8 for Alexa Lucius, 6 for Maddie Wilsey, 6 for Bailey McCoy, and then 2 for Chelsea Van Dusen. On the other side for Delhi, 21, that's a game high for Sylvia Little, 11 for Julia Baxter, 4 for Alyssa Gioffi, 3 for Libby Lamport, 2 apiece for Cadence Wakin and Amanda Nealis. So a good game throughout. Delhi chipped it back down to 3 points, I think even 2 points at one point there in that fourth quarter, but just could not quite get over the hump. So let's go for our post-game awards now, starting with the photographer of the game. No, sorry about that. The McPhersons are here. They want the photographer of the game award, but I just can't give it to them tonight. So let's do the outstanding offense award here, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll go with Sylvia Little here tonight. 21 points. That's a game high. She was tremendous, really took over in the second half, and just is a real leader here. So we'll give Sylvia Little from Delhi our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Kylie Musaw tonight. She had those 11 points for Unitigo, but always seemed to be in the passing lanes, picked off a lot of backdoor passes that Unitigo was going for, and just did a really nice job. So we'll give Kylie Musaw from Unitigo the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Lizzie Kraft tonight, 10 points. I thought she was a real spark off the bench and definitely deserves the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here tonight. So that's going to do it from Unitigo. 51-43 is our final score tonight. Unitigo clips Delhi in a girls' MAC basketball contest. Again, we'll be back here on Saturday for the Unitigo boys game at 2:30. So make sure you tune in for that, and about 10 minutes early for the Butler Auto pregame show. Big thank you to Craig Stevens and Jim Tomeo, our in-game producers, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night. We'll see you on Saturday here on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
spend all